This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the tangled world of octopus romance. First, though, to a Cold War match that has only recently come to light. It was between the U.S. and Taiwan. The story was buried in recently declassified intelligence information. It's about the Black Bats, a group of Taiwanese pilots that ran dangerous intelligence missions against mainland China with the help of the CIA. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Taiwan, the Black Bats were covert warriors in a forgotten war.
The story of the Black Bats came out through the Taiwanese media and this documentary by Hong Kong's Phoenix Television. In the early 1950s on Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek was looking for ways to retake mainland China, which he had lost to the communists in 1949. The U.S., meanwhile, was battling China in the Korean War. That's me, says Colonel Li Chongshan, pointing to a picture of himself in front of a Boeing B-17 bomber. I was an electronic countermeasures officer, he says. Colonel Li guides me through a military museum in Hsinchu near the Black Bats' old airbase. Preparations are underway to open a new museum devoted solely to the Black Bats. Colonel Li says the bats painted their planes black and flew only at night. We could pick up anything transmitted by electronic waves, he says. From this, we could probe their air defenses and figure out how their military was deployed. The Black Bats pilots dropped pamphlets encouraging communist pilots to defect. They parachuted spies and saboteurs onto the mainland, few of whom ever made it back. Pilot Dai Shuqing recalls how he relied on skill and guts to accomplish his missions.
Most of their anti-aircraft guns were deployed along the coast. I would fly in 100 feet off the ground. By the time their guns opened fire, they were too late and I was in.
As mainland Chinese air defenses improved, they shot down more of the Black Bats. The bats flew a total of more than 800 missions, but they lost two-thirds of their pilots in the process. Pilot Zhu Zhen remembers one close call.
One enemy plane in front of me would drop flares. Another plane in back saw me. Their jets were faster. All I could do was dodge. I turned hard and saw the plane behind me firing at my silhouette. I only escaped because he used up all his ammunition.
The Black Bats were joined by the Black Cats, who flew U-2 spy planes over China. Both groups were instrumental in gathering information about China's nuclear weapons program in the mid-1960s. When the pilots returned to base, they turned over their intelligence to Western Enterprises, Inc., a front for the CIA. Western Enterprises equipped and trained the Taiwanese pilots and designed their missions. James Lilly was a CIA case officer in Taiwan during the 1950s and ambassador to China in the 1980s. He explains about Western Enterprises.
They were an organization that was set up in Taipei with a headquarters in Pittsburgh to be a deniable instrument of American policy, which was basically covert, and to work with the people in Taiwan to develop paramilitary operations against China for a second front during the most vicious times of the Korean War.
By the 1960s, the Black Bats were flying missions over North Vietnam, and their missions over China decreased. The U.S. was developing spy satellites that rendered the Black Bats obsolete. Another problem was that the U.S. and Taiwan had different strategic objectives. U.S. administrations from Eisenhower to Johnson repeatedly told Chiang Kai-shek that he could not count on U.S. support for an attack on China. Again, James Lilly.
The people in Taiwan were intent upon engaging the American in a hostile way with China. Ergo, you could not accept their intelligence at face value. You had to cross-check it.
The Black Bats stopped flying missions over China by around 1967. Zhu Zhen is the youngest of the surviving pilots, and he's in his late 70s. He now laughs at the memory of the hardships and danger as if they never happened.
It's all like a dream now. Back then, we were enthusiastic about fighting for our country and our people. At the time, I thought, if I shine for one moment in my life before I leave, then it will have been worth it.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hsinchu, Taiwan.